You are listening to Alap, the podcast from PodioIndia.com, introducing Indian classical artists. Namaskar, I am Deb.
And I am Pia. Alap implies a conversation. In this podcast, the stars share with you their world of Indian classical arts.
The first half will be purely North Indian, with a blend of North Indian and South Indian rhythm.
Shubhan Chatterjee has always been an explorer. Trained in the Lucknow Gharana by his guru, tabla maestro Pandit Swapan Chaudhary, Shubhan blended other gharanas and created his unique style. From solo playing to accompanying the greats in Indian music like Pandit Bhimshan Joshi, Girija Devi, Pandit Jasraj, Pandit Vishwamohan Bhat and many others, he has carved a niche for himself as a tabla player in the Indian classical circle.
Shubhan also has the distinction of being a part of Peter Gabriel's World Organization of Music and Dance. And he has also worked in world music with Paul Horn and David Cosby, among others. Shubhan simplifies the challenge of mixing East and West down to the seven notes.
It's all Saregama Padanisa and Do Re Mi Fa Sol La Ti. No music is beyond that. But the thing is, how you blend these two kinds of music. Two kinds means many kinds. I mean, it's not always East and West. Sometimes when I made this Bandish Fusion, what I personally thought while doing this kind of project, this kind of movement, as I always say, that for me, I mean, gelling one kind of music with other is not a big deal. If you know both the music very well, both kinds of music very well, because as I've said, that it's all within this Do Re Mi Fa Sol La Ti. And what I've done is, as everybody has already acknowledged, that Indian rhythm is very, very rich, supposed to be the richest in the world as far as like its tradition goes. What I've done is I've tried to assimilate this Indian tala system or Indian rhythmic variations into this, giving it a bit of color as I am basically a tabla player. That's all I have done. And people started accepting it, and now it's a big thing in India.
What was your first exposure to fusion music?
My exposure to any kind of fusion music was through Anand Shankar, Pandit Ravi Shankar's nephew.
Mm-hmm.
The blending of the sitar and the Western percussion was a very new sound to me.
Anand Shankarji did one thing which is a more dance choreograph with some kind of fusion music or world music, as you say. But in a band format, I can say that after Shakti, if you don't consider Shakti to be an Indian band, Karma, my band, is the very first band of world music or fusion music in India. And we started off this movement way back in 1985, and we released a few albums in between, but the album, Bandish Fusion, which I referred just now, peaked very well all over the world, and it was distributed in UK, US, and also in India.
Bandish Fusion, the album that Shubhen is referring to, there has been a second album released recently called Bandish Fusion Redefined. It's by Shubhen's band, Karma.
सन 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 पूर्वा चले डोले मेरा मनवा रानी डोले मेरा मनवा.
Few weeks back, I had a chance to enjoy the live performance of this band. The compositions and the overall blending of the music was a very rich experience for me.
You know, when Shubhen was talking about Karma, he mentioned Shakti, and I happened to discover a very old video of Shakti performing in India. I was mesmerized by John McLaughlin's guitar playing. You should look at Ustad Zakir Hussain too. He looks so young in that video.
Really?
We put the video on our website.
I have to see that then.
The credit for introducing Indian classical music to the Western audience goes to the maestros Pandit Ravi Shankar, Ustad Ali Akbar Khan Sahab, and as Shubhen notes,
because of them, Indian music has been acknowledged and respected so much, and we are just, you know, like working on that. And Karma is definitely all the brainchild of me, but it's you can say a lot of thought has been taken from Pandit Ravi Shankar ji also, and also Ustad Ali Akbar Khan sahab, mainly these two persons who have already worked with Western musicians in US, and I used to listen to them. And another person whom I should mention here, that's Ustad Ashish Khan. That is Ustad Ali Akbar Khan's son, who at that time in, I think, early 70s or mid-70s, released an album called Shanti with Zakir ji on dholak and some other guys singing. And he played sarod with pop singing and all that. And that really fascinated me. That is actually fascinated me more than Shakti. When I've heard Shakti, it is definitely a fantastic experience, but I couldn't relate much with Shakti because, I mean, as far as when I thought of doing it on stage, because it's more on Karnataka South Indian classical music, as I said. But Shanti was more on North Indian classical based, North Indian folk based, which I could relate much more. And that was a source of inspiration.
Apart from collaborating with international musicians, having his own band Karma and their performance Bandish Fusion, the highly energetic Shubhen formed another unique group, Friends of Drums, with percussionist Sivamani. Friends of Drums promote young talents and tries to support older musicians. And amidst all of these engagements, about 5 years ago, he was able to form another unique band called Calcutta Quartet.
Calcutta Quartet is a different thing, different music altogether. It's not fusion music. It's more what I personally thought that we have been doing in North Indian classical music with sitar, sarod, and we have found that there are some quartet in Karnataka music, but there is no quartet in North Indian classical music, where tabla player, madangam player, and violin players are also included, not as an accompanist, but as a main performer. This is a new concept because tabla playing is being respected so much, but still I found that sometimes people treat tabla player or the madangam player as an accompanist. But I feel that it takes they take a pivotal role in the success of any successful concert, you know. So what I personally thought that we should make this Calcutta Quartet, and I approached these two brothers, violin brothers. One of them, Dev Shankar, has been playing with me for over the last 15 years. But his brother, Jati Shankar, is another very fine South player. And they have another band in Calcutta. They also do a little bit of world music. So I have approached them, and they have knowledge of both kinds of music, Western music also. And also they have been learning North Indian classical music from Ustad Amjad Ali Khan Saab.
Mm-hmm.
So I thought that they will be the best choice, where in the second half we can do a little bit of world music, but not to the extent of Bandish Fusion that we do. A little toned down with only me on the tabla. Sometimes I play ethnic percussion here, and with a midangam player, more seriously rooted in North Indian classical and North Indian folk music, rather than experimenting more on Western side. So Calcutta Quartet is giving another sound. I think it's picking up very well, and this, being the debut tour, we have already got 14 concerts in US and also in Europe. It's not bad, I think.
Calcutta Quartet is now on tour. The tour started 2 weeks ago, and so far, in every venue, the response has been
very nice. Very nice. People really found it very interesting. Many people came and they said, "Oh my God, you guys are sounding so different, so unique. I mean, so distinctive. You know, we are experiencing Indian classical music, but it's we are finding it." Especially the first half, they are finding it very interesting.
The concert provides both traditional Indian classical as well as fusion music spread over two halves.
The first half will be purely North Indian with a blend of North Indian and South Indian rhythm. That's the beauty Calcutta Quartet has, you know, because when, as you know, that when we call Tintal Kanatak musicians, they call it Aditalam. Like that, when I will play Tintal and Shankar will play the same compositions, he will play Aditalam, and we kind of try to jail on stage musically, rhythmically, so that people get a blend, get an experience of the assimilation of these two forms of Indian classical music.
Shubhen Chatterjee and his Calcutta Quartet will be performing live in Detroit, LA, Midland, Texas, Syracuse, Philadelphia, and in Cleveland in USA. And then they fly out for performances in Frankfurt, Germany, and Bern, Switzerland. The concert schedule and video clips are available at podioindia.com.
We hope you've enjoyed this episode of Aalap. Thanks for listening. If you have any comments or suggestions, send us an email at aalap@podioindia.com.
Join us next month on another episode of Aalap, exploring the Indian classical arts.